Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Bigger problems for Merrill.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Merrill Lynch reports third quarter earnings this morning. I use the term earnings loosely. The firm's already warned of $5 billion in losses from bad mortgage investments. Now the New York Times reports losses will be greater, 50% greater, maybe as much as $7.5 billion in red ink. Heads are gonna roll. The story on Merrill Lynch has put the subprime mess right back in the limelight. As a result, Asian markets were down overnight. In Europe, stocks are little changed, waiting to see how Wall Street begins trading. Stock futures are pointing to a lower open. Tech shares lifted the market higher yesterday, especially the stellar earnings from Apple. The Nasdaq, which is loaded with tech, rallied 1.7%. The Dow jumped 109 to 13,676. The S&P picked up 13 points. Deceptive lending practices appear to be at the core of the mortgage crisis. The issue is being addressed at hearings in the House today. The Financial Services Committee is considering a Democratic-sponsored bill to set new federal standards. Lenders say it would increase cost and decrease choices for consumers. Jeremy Hobson reports.
Congressman Brad Miller is one of the Democrats who introduced the bill. He says if the legislation had been in effect earlier, the mortgage crisis could have been avoided. And he says he wants it passed, whether lenders like it or not.
This is not going to be by permission. They have made loans that have resulted in millions of American families losing their homes to foreclosure.
The legislation would bar mortgage lenders from getting incentive fees for signing people up with pricey loans. It would also require brokers and loan officers to be licensed by the government. Roy Deloach with the National Association of Mortgage Brokers likes that part of the bill. He says some other parts are overreaching.
Have we abandoned the free market principles that have actually put the United States at the highest homeownership level in our history?
Lawmakers will be weighing that question, along with the high number of foreclosures, as they try to pass legislation by year's end. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The subprime mess has put the brakes on the U.S. economy. When growth slows, many businesses face challenges. For others, things move into high gear. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has the story of one company doing well in the downturn.
Liberty Power sells cut-rate electricity to businesses in 15 states. When the economy was booming, a few bucks off a utility bill could be a tough sell.
Business people are looking at those few bucks very differently now. They're taking calls that they might have not been so willing to take when the market was humming.
That's Liberty Power's co-founder, Eliza Hernandez. He says growth has been particularly strong with small businesses. Take a small clothing store with a 10% profit margin. It can trim $500 from its annual electricity bill or generate $5,000 in new sales. Both have the same impact on the store's bottom line. David Hernandez is Liberty Power's CEO.
Now what you're seeing is some belt tightening, and that's where a company like ours and other businesses that bring a new product or new idea will get an audience.
The downturn has created new opportunities for firms that help cut costs or retrain laid-off workers or sort out the legal mess when business sours. The Fort Lauderdale-based Liberty Power, which was doing well before the slump, was recently named the fastest-growing Hispanic-owned business in the country. As mortgage banks and realtors cut staff, that unleashes a lot of talent. Just ask Liberty Power's HR director, Carol Rochford, if you can catch her between interviews.
Yes, that's my phone, and now my BlackBerry's going off. So yes, I've got recruiting companies calling me too, so I'm kept very busy, that's for sure.
Is that your phone again?
Yes, it's sorry.
Cheryl Smith recently was hired as a marketing manager. She came from Home Bank, a 1,200-person mortgage company that folded earlier this year.
It's quite frightening, actually, to think that this was a substantial organization and then now there's nothing there.
More businesses could disappear if the U.S. falls into a recession, and that could hurt Liberty Power. After all, companies don't use any electricity when their doors are closed. In Fort Lauderdale, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
British energy giant BP has been in hot water with the government. Charges of being criminally indifferent to worker safety and accusations it manipulated energy prices. Now there are reports the company's ready to settle for a total of $350 million. Meantime, BP reported its worst quarter in almost 3 years, a 29% drop in profit. Don't cry for BP yet. It still made $4.4 billion in the third quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. By Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Does the name Brian Hunter ring a bell? He was the trader at the hedge fund called Amaranth, and his huge investments in natural gas last year helped bring down the hedge fund and raise heating cost. Now Congress is looking at ways to prevent that from happening again. Amy Scott reports.
Democratic Senator Carl Levin has written a bill that would close the so-called Enron loophole. It exempts some energy exchanges from regulation by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, or CFTC. Former CFTC official Michael Greenberger says Amaranth inflated natural gas prices by trading on unregulated exchanges.
They've only been able to do it because they know that no one's been looking over their shoulder.
Levin hopes to attach his measure to the larger farm bill. A House committee holds a hearing on similar issues today. University of Houston finance professor Craig Perong says regulators already have the tools they need.
If a manipulation happens, it's going to manifest itself in prices. The government currently has the authority to find out who's doing it and proceeding accordingly. And I think it's much better to do that than try to watch everybody all the time.
Perong points to reports yesterday that BP agreed to pay more than $300 million to settle charges it manipulated propane prices. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.